Well, today we have a wonderful gospel passage from St. Mark chapter 2, which is the call of Levi, the call of Matthew, and his vocation. And we see that the Lord had this large crowd gathered around him, it says, that the Lord had gone out beside the Sea of Galilee. This is where the Lord preached for almost 3 years. This was his headquarters. He had left Nazareth and had lived near Capernaum. And this was a very important trade city because it was the caravan route between the Mediterranean Sea on the west and then Damascus in the northeast. And so it was a large and very popular area. So this is where the Lord did most of his preaching, along the Sea of Galilee at Capernaum. He could reach the most number of people at this particular spot. And so St. Mark tells us that the crowds continued to gather around him, and he taught them. The actual Greek text indicates it was ongoing, that the crowds kept coming and Jesus kept teaching, according to St. Mark. They're in the tense of the ongoing. And then it says, after the Lord had done so much teaching and the crowds had kept coming, Jesus walked along the Sea of Galilee, and he saw a man named Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. These were raised platforms, wooden built platforms, so anybody passing by this route it was almost like going through a toll booth. And this is where Matthew would collect the taxes, taxes on some of the fish that would come from the Sea of Galilee, taxes on items that would be shipped through the Mediterranean Sea that were becoming on land. And so you could imagine how wealthy Matthew was. And the word Levi is Matthew's another translation of Levi. And of course, he must have been one of the most hated, probably the most hated man in all of Capernaum. The one who collected taxes, of course, had really denied their Jewish faith, were working with the Romans, with King Herod. And they were, of course, known for their greed and avarice, because obviously they had already denied their faith. You know, Matthew would be no longer able to go to the synagogue. He would no longer be able to go to the temple. So he was considered a traitor to his own faith, to the Jewish people, because he was collecting money from his fellow Jews and giving it to the enemy, giving it to the Romans, and also to Herod Antipas. And so you have to imagine that, you know, this was, of course, a very, very wealthy man, a very despised and a very hated man. The Lord walks up to him and he gives the shortest sermon in the history of sermons. Two words, follow me. That's all he said. Two words, follow me. Now, perhaps the Lord had already met Matthew or seen him before. Maybe Matthew obviously had heard about the Lord and his miracles and his teaching. But what's so amazing is Matthew's complete and immediate conversion, his desire to change his life. Immediately, he gives up everything, this huge wealth. He would be considered probably a millionaire in those days because of the wealth that he would have had. He gives up all his material possessions and he follows Jesus. And this is a great example of conversion, a great example of a vocation, of following what God wants you to do immediately and radically. And so that night, he has a going away party because he's going to be leaving Capernaum. He's going to be following this itinerant preacher all over. And so he has a farewell party for all his friends. And he had many of them. When you have money, you have lots of friends. And so, but his friends were the despised, the outcast, the sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, and those who did not regard the law. And these were the people most hated by the scribes and Pharisees. These were the unclean. These were those who could not go to the temple or to the synagogue. They were the tax collectors and the notorious sinners. It says that Matthew threw a large party for them, going away party, and the Lord and his disciples ate with them and ate with these quote-unquote sinners, while the scribes and Pharisees complain, and they're so upset with the Lord. Why are you doing this? Why are you eating with people like that? So the Lord responds that he is the divine physician. He uses the analogy that a person who is well doesn't need to go to the doctor, but a person who is sick needs the doctor, needs the physician. So the Lord calls himself the divine healer, the divine physician. And he says, I have not come to call the righteous. He's referring here to the self-righteous, the proud, the arrogant, those who claim they have no sin. I have not come for these self-righteous, but I've come to call sinners to repentance. And that is what the Lord primarily wants to heal people from, is the cancer of sin. That is the worst form of illness, is spiritual illness. The worst form of illness is sin. So the Lord is the divine physician, and he has come to heal us. And that's what he does through baptism, through confession, through the sacraments. Jesus is the divine physician, but the key is that we cannot be self-righteous. We have to be aware of our need for divine healing, our need for forgiveness.